From the Transcona Skids to the West End Punks, this is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
That was Friendly.
And this is Yes Boy,
your Newfoundland music show on CKXU, Lethbridge, Alberta, and syndicated to CHMR, VOBB, and elsewhere.
We'll be right back with lots of Newfoundland fun and great music.
Yes Boy.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to Yes Boy. I am Derek, and I'm here today with
Pauline.
Pauline, and Pauline, tell us, where actually are we here?
I'm so excited to tell you that we are in our fitness room.
At home.
I would say fitness room. It has fitness equipment in it, but mostly we do jigsaw puzzles in here. But Derek's got the walls all covered up with blankies and pillows, like we're facing Armageddon in here. Yep. It's kind of nice. Like we're like preppers. We're preppers now. All we need is a tub of lard, and we're good.
This is a room that often is echoey, but not now. And
Since your acoustic treatment.
That's right. And we've got some fun Newfoundland music coming up today, Pauline. Who is our feature profile artist today?
Her name rhymes with my name, and I get called it all the time. Instead of Pauline.
What was that, Colleen?
Colleen. Yes, exactly. Colleen Powers, who we have today. She's a Newfoundland singer-songwriter, and she's won all kinds of awards and done all kinds of great stuff, probably that I should be reading right now. I know three of her songs were featured in CTV's The Associates. I've never seen that, but apparently several tracks received extensive airplay on national and international radio stations. So rock on, Colleen.
Colleen is from Freshwater Placentia Bay. And she's a self-taught musician. And
really?
We've played a fair bit of her music before. We've had The Mobile Goat.
We've had
New Townie Man.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We'll talk more about that later too. But we're not going to play New Townie Man today.
To my chagrin.
But
Colleen, if you're out there listening, I rooted for it.
I love New Townie Man. In fact, I think I am a New Townie Man.
You are a New Townie Man.
You're from the Bay. We're both from Newfoundland.
And you know, Colleen's music studio is called Bay Girl Productions.
Bay Girl Productions?
Yeah,
I like her more and more. I want to go to Newfoundland and visit her.
Yes. Her music is really diverse. And we're going to try and give you a glimpse of her diversity. She does fast, slow,
French
music. Yeah, she's bilingual. Punk, rock, melodies, love songs, humorous songs. And I found one yesterday. It's called Sketchy Jerome.
Do you know, I was wondering about Sketchy Jerome because it said, yeah, Colleen's fourth CD, Rejects, a collection of weird and humorous songs, won her Alternative Artist of the Year once again in November 2009.
Yeah.
Videos for New Townie Man, big fan.
Yeah.
Dead Bird in the Garbage, haven't seen that
Dead
one.
Dead Bird in the Garbage. And
Sketchy Jerome.
Sketchy Jerome, and that is such a sketchy video.
Yeah, holy it God. Says, have become YouTube phenomena.
Absolutely. Phenomena, manamana, mana.
Manamana, na, 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 na.
And she does, has a children's album, you know, and
does she?
Some serious stuff and some dark stuff we'll hear later. And she is the news director at CHMR, Radio, at Memorial University.
Where you used to be a co-host with Cat.
Cat, the cat's meow, boy.
Yes, boy.
Yeah, me and Cat sure had a lot of fun doing that radio show together on CHMR.
Yes, back in the day.
Years back, girl, yep. Years back.
And on top of all that, Colleen Power has a lot of videos, and they're fun. Like, I mean, that's a whole other whole thing. So, and you know, she and Kat, both Colleen and Kat, have been so helpful to Yes Boy, providing material and suggestions, and we really appreciate that. And really, it's an honor to do a show about Colleen Power here today.
It absolutely is. Yeah. Thanks, ladies, for all of your help.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it without you.
Well, we could, but it just wouldn't be as good.
It'd be shite, as they say in Scotland.
That's
See, I can say that because that's not swearing.
That's right.
I have to say, sitting in my own fitness room, I feel like I should be allowed to swear. But but Derek has reminded me that these are the airwaves and little ears could be listening.
Well, I think the BBC said it's okay. So, you know, I think we're good. Anyway, So a big shout out to CHMR.
Yes, Bob.
In St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador.
And Bob and Kat and Rhea and, of course, Colleen Power, our feature artist here today on Yes, Bob.
Yes, Bob.
Right? So we do play music on this show.
I told Derek I was kind of punchy, and I think I am. I'm kind of punchy in my fitness room.
You know, it's an unproven theory still. Here we are at getting
6 minute mark. Yeah. 6 minute mark.
But
people got nothing else to do?
Yes, boy. But yeah, you know, it's an unproven theory that that we play music, at least so far today, right? We will. We will. That's what the show's all about, after all. Modern Newfoundland and Labrador music. Yes, boy.
Why don't we put on a song?
So we've got a couple, in fact, Colleen Power songs, and we're going to try and hit a bit of diversity. So the first one is, do you know? Because
It's off the screen, but I believe it's Car.
Car, that's right. Yeah.
I don't know what it's from. It's from one of her albums.
Car is off Lucky You Are, 2000, and then Torbay Road. And oh, I've got some Torbay Road stories, but we'll have to save that for after. So let's listen now to Colleen Power, Car, right here on Yes, Boy.
Yes, Boy.
I had a car. welcome back to Yes By, broadcasting from, well, our house. And we just heard Torbay Road, and before that, Cars by Colleen Power. Torbay Road was off the Faith and I's 2004 album, and Cars.
I think it's just Car.
Car. Yes, it's one car.
It's
that's
one
right.
Car.
If I had a car.
If I had a car, I wouldn't need you.
Right. But we kind of, well, we didn't meet with a car. You had a car when we met, though.
And you didn't. And so
didn't.
Had you had a car, you wouldn't have needed me.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here right now.
We wouldn't be here right now. I'd be sitting in the fitness room doing a show with somebody else.
Somebody else would be here now. It was.
I wonder if he'd have more money.
It was a Bobcat.
It was a Bobcat.
Remember
yeah.
the Bob? Oh, I love that
I
Bobcat.
I remember the Bobcat.
It was a 4-speed manual transmission, and you taught me how to drive a standard.
I did, and then had to replace my clutch not long after.
Yeah.
To be fair, it was probably pretty worn anyway.
It was getting on. It was a loopy car. It was a great car. You could sometimes we get snow coming up through the floorboards.
Yes. Yes.
$400, I think. Didn't your mother get it?
Four or five. I can't remember.
I think it was four. That's the number I recall.
Yeah.
You know. So Car, you know, as Colleen Power just said, an essential piece. And then Torbay Road, like, well, they talked about a lot of things in that song, but I want to mention my mother grew up on Torbay Road.
Huh.
Yeah, on Jubilee Cottage, on a farm out on Torbay Road, just right at Major's Path. And also, of course, Torbay Airport, St. John's International Airport is what it's called now, but YYT. T is for Torbay. It was opened in the early 1940s, built for the war effort. And Cat and Bob of CHMR live in Torbay.
Oh, we're practically related. We're like conjoined.
Well, and so my aunts and uncles and cousins all lived out Torbay, Flat Rock, Middle Cove, and drove Torbay Road all the time.
Hmm.
So I've been on Torbay Road lots. And so lots of fun. And you know, Pauline, in Torbay Road, they talked about being isolated on Torbay Road. You know, a big shout out to all the people on Torbay Road right now.
Yes, boy.
Right? All right, Pauline boy, we've got a fun little thing here now. We've got some excerpts from Yes Boy previous shows about Torbay Road that I put together. So we have Brad Gougeau, who we interviewed on Yes Boy. He mentions Torbay and Nathan Young, who lives just off Torbay Road. And then Kat, who did a radio show with me back in the day. She lives in Torbay now. That even rhymes. The cat's meow. So we've got some fun stuff from her. And of course, Mom, who we mentioned earlier. So in honor of all the folks out there listening from Torbay Road and everywhere else. So let's roll these clips right now. Right here on Yes Boy. So Brad Gougeau with his second shot, Last Rock. Give us your best Yes Boy, Brad Gougeau.
Yes Boy.
Oh, that's better. That's okay. Better. That is better. We will take it. I don't know.
I hit rolled out on that one. At least I made contact.
Made contact. We'll take that.
Yeah.
And we're going to compare that to the Nathan Young Yes Boy. I think you're in tough. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm going to have an independent judge. We'll adjudicate this and we'll announce it on the show.
He's from Torbay, so he's got a better chance at nailing that than I do.
Yes, boy. Careful now, Brad, boy. Don't get into the town into Bay. Right?
Just got to tell like it is here.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I grew up in St. John's.
All right. Thanks to Brad Gougeau for that. Next up on Torbay Road.
That's right. You're living on the farm on Torbay Road.
And how did you get into Signal Hill Road?
Well, I think in those days, because there weren't that many cars and snowplows, they could have a horse with a sleigh.
Right, from Torbay Road into Signal Hill Road in March. Wow.
That's right.
If you had to say yes, boy, how do you say it? Yes, boy.
I just say yes, boy.
There you go. Yes, boy.
Okay, next up in Torbay, it's Cat.
You know, just tell me about your experience with the expression, yes, boy, living in Newfoundland.
Well, being a townie, I didn't hear it a whole lot.
Oh, my God.
I live in Torbay now, and you hear it.
Right.
In the grocery stores. It's more of a outside St. John's term, but people do use it. You go downtown in St. John's, and someone will say, you know, I'll have that hot dog, and the vendor will say, yes, boy, you want some ketchup on that?
Exactly.
It's,
And that's even in town. I mean, we're both townies. Now, Torbay, you know, that's not
pretty close.
That's not like we wouldn't call you necessarily a bayman, but you're out of town.
I'm out of town by about 8 minutes.
Hey, that's sort of like the purgatory of town and bay going on there.
Yes, boy.
Yes, boy. There you go, right? But yeah, you know, I want to mention Colleen Power as well. You and Colleen Power were both so helpful and still are. But in those early months of Yes Boy, when we were just getting on our feet and I was really beginning to learn, like, wow, you know, there's like a learning curve here because I didn't have a clue. And Colleen Power, who is the news director at CHMR now.
She is. She and I work together well. And she's a fabulous musician. Absolutely fabulous.
Oh, my God.
Every genre you can think of, she's folk and rock and French and children's music. Yep. And she's just amazing.
And like comedy and satire and activism. Mm-hmm. Like she is so out there with diversity, like really true ability across some very, very different, so many distinct genres. It's quite unusual. You just don't see that anywhere. I'm not talking just about Newfoundland and Labrador. Like, it's unusual to see a musician be comfortable and creative and artistic the way Colleen Power is across so many domains. It's truly amazing. Yeah, total shout out to Colleen and so grateful for you, Kat, and Colleen for all the, you know, the help and suggestions and everything with the startup of Yes Boy, you know, and kind of got our feet on the ground, right?
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And so, Kat, just quickly about Cold Video Collective. That's something that Colleen Power has done a lot with, and you and Bob.
One of my favorite Kat and Bob Co-Video Collective videos and songs is Echo Beach.
That was so much fun. I wasn't actually in that one, but you do hear my voice right at the end of that video because I'm laughing at Bob.
I was trying to chase a beach ball blowing off the cliff near Middle Cove Beach. And
yeah, I had to. No, it wasn't Middle Cove. It was Torbay.
Oh, that was Torbay. Always thought it was
Yeah, so he donned his swimming trunks, put on, because there was still snow on the ground, put on his sneakers, covered up with a winter coat, and we got in our car and drove 2 minutes down to the beach. I recorded it, and I just laughed so hard. I'm actually, you can hear me laughing in the video.
Yeah, we played that one, and it's a great song and an awesome video and so much fun, and we had a lot of fun talking about that.
All right, there you have it, Torbay Road. Great song by Colleen Power. Great spot, Torbay Road.
Yes, boy.
So, next on Yes, Boy,
we have a fun thing coming up. A little bit of a time out from Colleen Power. Not that we need one, but an internet sensation from Newfoundland, the Cold Video Collective, which is a group of people, musicians in Newfoundland,
including Kat and Bob and Colleen Power and a lot of others,
who have been making music from their individual basements. And they've got some wild videos. It's gone viral and they've got lots of songs. And we're going to play one of them. We're going to play The Cure, In Between Days by The Cure. Now, see, The Cure, that's a group that we played a lot on The Cat's Meow. And I wanted to, you know, do that for sentimental reasons, but also we're looking for a cure for COVID, right?
Still looking.
You know, and MS and cancer and all these things. So that's a fun song, and there's a lot out there. There's, if you just Google Co-Video Collective, and you'll see all kinds of links about that. So maybe we'll talk a bit about them when we come back. Also, after that, we're going to have, do you know, price tags? There's no price tags on the doors in Newfoundland.
See, he doesn't have my screen up, so I literally don't know.
Do a home fix here, the DIY. Right?
Well, we don't have to do it while they're listening.
There's no price tags on the doors in Newfoundland.
There's no price tags on the doors in Newfoundland, of course, by our lovely Colleen Power from Homebrew 14.
Yeah.
And that was back in 2005.
Yeah. So let's go straight in, first of all, to the Co-Video Collective, The Cure, In Between Days, and then, boy, we'll look at price tags right here on Yes, Boy. We'll be right back.
surrounded by a mighty sea. There's an island dear to me, described by some a place of rock and sand. But so many men has found when the world has turned them down, there's no price tags on the doors in Newfoundland. There's a welcome in the breeze blowing inland from the seas that some folks find hard to understand. But it's just to let you know that no matter where you go, there's no price tags on the doors in Newfoundland. Raise your glass and drink with me to that island in the sea where friendship is a word they understand. You will never feel alone when you're in a Newfie home. There's no price tags on the doors in Newfoundland. There will always be a chair share what they have with any man. You don't have to worry, friend, if your pocketbook is thin. There's no price tags on the doors in Newfoundland. So raise your glass and drink with me to that island in the sea where friendship is a word they understand. You will never feel alone when you're in a Newfie home. There's no price tags on the doors in Newfoundland. Yes, raise your glass and drink with me to that island in the sea where friendship is a word they understand. You will never feel alone when you're in a Newfie home. There's no price tags on the doors in Newfoundland. No, there's no price tags on the doors of Newfoundland.
Welcome back to Yes Boy. Derek and Pauline here. At home. And we just heard there's no price tags on the doors in Newfoundland. Pauline, what was that off?
That was off of Homebrew 14 from 2005.
Right. And before that, In Between Days by The Cure, covered by the Covideo Collective. And that's one of our favorites back from the Cat's Meow days. The Cure, a huge band out of the UK. They do a great job in Newfoundland of that cover and lots more. And later in the show, we've got two exciting announcements that we're going to make, but I'm just going to throw that out there. But it's great to see this music. And Covideo Collective is Richie Perez, that song, In the Closet in Portugal Cove, Brian Downton, Somewhere Downtown, Jordan Young in Bloomfield out near Musgrave Town in Terra Nova National Park, and Jeff Young Husband in An Unknown Basement. And Cat and Bob play on some other tunes. I was quite impressed. And
yeah. You know, I thought it was very good.
Getting these audio tracks from individual people and putting it all together and then making the video, like, wow, that's just brilliant.
Yeah, it really is. You know, seeing people, I didn't realize I was talking. I was kind of just zoning out over here. Whoa, back okay. In, back in. I noticed that the singer had the same bathroom mirror as we do.
Right, yes, on the video.
I know that's integral to his music.
I don't think I would have noticed that. That's not, you know, but like, yeah, you're right. I looked at it and said, whoa,
that's kind of cool.
And quite a collection of people playing, including James Drover as well. Lots of others.
Well, so. And you know what I want to say amidst all this, you know, as a public school teacher, I've seen, and as a member of society, I've seen funding for the arts go down and down and down to the point where it's non-existent, where minutes of music taught in a school in a week get reduced because we can't afford a music teacher. And, you know, go figure, when the going gets tough, the arts are actually really needed. And music and art and performance art in all of its forms is coming to the rescue, and often for free, I might add.
And so hats off, tip my Yes Boy hat to the Covideo Collective.
He really does have a Yes Boy hat, just FYI.
Well, I bought it in St. John's Boy.
I know, I have to put up with him wearing a baseball cap around the house. God, women, do you know what I'm talking about?
And, you know, the Covideo Collective, at the end of these videos, they have a little message. It's like, it's so cool. So, let's get back to some more Colleen Power stuff. And Pauline, what's coming up next?
We've got two songs from Colleen Power's Lucky You Are 2000 album. First one is Happy Girlfriend. I have some tips for that, Derek, should you need them.
I don't.
Well, I meant for me, like I'm your girlfriend, kind of.
Right. And kind of.
Well, wife, whatever.
whatever.
And the next song is Liar, Cheater, Loser, written all as one long word. So right.
These are both off Lucky Era 2000. So, and there's a real funny video for Happy Girlfriend, too. You know, we'll talk about that maybe after. Let's go, though, straight into Colleen Power, Happy Girlfriend, here on Yes Boy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Yes Boy, CKXU, Lethbridge, Alberta, Blackfoot Territory, Métis Region 3, and also syndicated to CHMR in St. John's, VOBB in beautiful Gros Morne National Park, CJTM, Toronto, Met Radio, 1280 AM, and elsewhere.
Yes, boy.
And you can reach us at our new email address, yesboyradioshow@gmail.com. Boy is B-Y, in this case, no apostrophe. yesboyradioshow@gmail.com. And on Facebook at Yes Boy.
Yes, boy.
Right? So welcome back. What did we just hear, Pauline?
You just heard Happy Girlfriend by Colleen Power and Liar, Cheater, Loser, the second one, from Lucky You Are 2000.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah. And, you know, those are interesting songs. The Happy Girlfriend, there's an interesting video, and it's basically the husband working in downtown, overlooking the harbor, Southside Hills. You can see the gas tanks in the back, and the happy girlfriend comes in wanting to have fun, and he's just too busy. And it's hilarious. It's a great video. Check that out. Happy Girlfriend. And then Liar, Cheater, Loser, Pauline.
Yeah, right?
That says it all.
that one hits home. If you happen to be a liar, a cheater, or, well, I suppose if you're a liar or a cheater, you are a loser.
These are and, not ors, I'd say.
Yeah.
Don't enough. Be that way.
What is public wrong? Service announcement. Don't be a liar, cheater, or loser.
What is wrong with people? You know, I often say to people, you know, because I guess we're human and dogs.
Like Friendly, our beloved Newfoundland dog.
Dogs are the best. They're loyal. You don't see a dog being a liar or a cheater or a loser.
See what you're doing here, Derek.
I'm morphing into rough patches.
You're doing segue to rough patches. All right.
It's time for Rough Patches. Rough. All right, Rough Patches. This is where we tell dog stories. So this rough patch comes from the last time I got my hair cut. And you know, Pauline, I was going to say before I get into rough patches, I was thinking, like, my hair's starting to get a little long, and I don't know, boy, she might be getting the 90s mullet back.
You might be getting the bowl cut.
Who knows? Yeah.
Ebola.
Ebola. The hack job.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so I got my hair cut, and just chatting with the lady, Jamie is her name. She's got a dog named Zoe, a German short-haired pointer, a two-year-old female. And Jamie made a bunch of peanut brittle cookies and had them all wrapped up for the teachers. And they got home. And I get this, Pauline, there's also a nine-year-old lab involved in this story. And there's brittle cookies, like, again, a bit of a theme. And yeah, they ate the whole thing, right?
That's cellophane and all, I bet. Cellophane
everything.
And all.
Yeah, they were vomiting peanut brittle cookies for days. There's an image you might want to cancel out of your mind. And so then they went on a trip. Like, they were not going to go, but they just said, let's just go anyway. So they went, and they went to Saskatchewan. And I pronounced that properly.
You said it right. Not Saskatchewan, people. Take it from me. I know somebody who was born there, Glenda, and you do not say Saskatchewan any more than you say Newfoundland.
And Glenda, Glenna told me it's Saskatchewan, like they win the Grey Cup. That's
what she hopes they do.
Well, they often do, you know. Rider Nation, right?
Rider Nation.
So
go Riders.
Well, anyway, Pauline, what's coming up next on Yes Boy?
Well, what's coming up next?
Sorry, I haven't finished my Rough Patches story. We interrupted the Rough Patches story. Right. Brittle cookies. So Zoe and the nine-year-old lab, I don't know the name, they went to Saskatchewan. And they went out of the car, and one of the dogs ran into a pole and got, like, pretty badly injured. They had to go to the vet for emergency, like, surgery, and needed, like, 11 stitches and pins and everything. After hours, cost a fortune. And then, when they got home, while to the place they were visiting, apparently one of the dogs ate, like, 30 seizure pills. And it was, like, injured and stitches and going around like a drunk dog and still with the upset stomach. So, and by then the haircut ended, and that was, there's probably more to the story, but... So basically, a complete debacle. The dog story, they said. The haircut was fine. It was great. Anyway, that's this week's Rough Patches, everybody.
Well, I've got a rough patches to add. Derek didn't really know about it, but he was there when this happened. Oh. I want to talk about our chocolate lab, Lily.
Oh, she's nuts.
Lily can write. She has these bones. She has Nyla bones. She can't give her anything too chewy because she just consumes it. So these Nyla bones are hard as a rock and, you know, supposed to be indestructible, but they don't say indestructible to a lab. Anyhow, she's got all different shapes of bones, knotted bones. And anyhow, she has Y bones and she has bones that make circles. And I swear to you, one day I came home and she had written out with her Y and her O bones, yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, mama.
Yo, yo, yo. So I'm thinking Lily is like a little bit of a gangster rapper or something.
Well, she is.
I don't know what else she can spell with her limited letters. Maybe oi, oi, oi. But that's really about it. So that's Lily. Lily can write.
And there's lots of stories about Lily. She routinely eats laundry. But anyway, that's kind of standard rate for labs. Thanks for that. That's a cool story.
Yeah. You were there. You saw it. Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. Gangster indeed. Okay, so we are getting on in today's Yes Spy show. I want to mention back to Rough Patches for a moment. We're going to have a new feature sort of integrated into Rough Patches called Catastrophe. It's going to be about cats.
Well, catastrophe sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be for another show, another day. Coming up next then on Yes Boy, we have Face and Eyes in Love, a nice love song by Colleen Power. That's off Faces and Eyes 2004. And then Pauline, what's coming up after that?
After that is Next Door Neighbor from Lucky You Are Again from 2000 by, of course, Colleen Power, because this is the Colleen Power show for us.
And I'm not going to say anything about Next Door Neighbor other than it's not a love song.
No, it isn't.
So anyway, let's go straight into Face and Eyes in Love by Colleen Power right here on Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
Got this far, well into week number two. All that I can think about is you. Sitting at the table and I'm staring into space. You only left 10 minutes ago and I'm dying to see your
neck, a lemonade for breakfast. Now I know 10,000 rattlesnakes can't go wrong, 'cause it took a poison mind to make me feel I'm not worth it, and 10,000 poison tears to write this song.
Welcome back to Yes Boy. We just heard Colleen Power, Face and Eyes in Love, off her Faces and Eyes 2004 album, and just now, not a love song, Next Door Neighbor, off Lucky You Are 2000. And I would say the neighbor, not so lucky you are there, Mr. Neighbor.
Right? I hope we're all being better neighbors than in that song.
Arsenic lemonade for breakfast and 10,000 rattlesnakes can't be wrong.
Yeah.
It just shows the crazy diversity and really the brilliant talent of Colleen Power. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, fun songs, dark songs, like you name it, she's there. And now our next door neighbor. Who's that? No, the other way, boy.
Oh, Mom. Mom's on the other side.
Grammy. I won't be bringing her lemonade.
No. Or rattlesnakes.
Nothing.
Though rattlesnakes are, you know, like local to this part of the world, eh?
They are, yes, yeah. Coming up on Yes Boy, we have a couple of songs. One is Busy Highway, which is a single from 2019. And then we have a French song, Pauline. And
I think it's Cauchemar.
Mm-hmm.
Or Cauchemar means nightmares anyway.
Okay, Lucky You Are 2000 album. And that brings me to a couple of announcements. I said earlier, we've got a couple of exciting things. And, you know, I think we've just dipped our toe into the broad array of music that is Colleen Power. We're going to have a second show. Woo! Indeed. Yes, boy, right?
Yes, boy.
Colleen provided me some additional music just here over the weekend. So helpful. Thanks so much for that. And I said by email to her, you know, this is just a whole other show. There's no way we could, especially with me and Pauline chatting away, right, that we could get that on. So that's going to be super fun. The second thing, as we have a French song, and Colleen Power is bilingual and has two French albums. And so our amazing daughter Mahalia and her French music show, BA Do on CKXU. So Mahalia and I are going to do a show featuring all Colleen Power French music. And that is going to be awesome. So that's the second thing. Super looking forward to that. So let's play the Mahalia BA Do show promo. And then we'll come back and talk about Mahalia and Colleen Power and all the similarities there.
Écoutez BA Do sur CKXU. Tune in to BA Do on CKXU. Listen to fresh French music from Quebec, France, and all around the world, and learn some fun facts about Francophone musicians and the French language while you're at it. Join me, Mahalia, Saturdays from 11 a.m. to noon for BA Do on CKXU 88.3 FM.
franchement bien.
And there's a lot of linkages between Mahalia and Colleen Power. They've never met, but Colleen Power studied French immersion in Trois-Rivières, which is just about a half hour north of where Mahalia lived a while back in Shawinigan, Quebec. And Colleen has done research on French language in Newfoundland, as has Mahalia. They both have degrees from, not from Memorial, Colleen does, but in French. And also, Colleen Power used to do a French music show on CHMR.
Oh my God, they're like twins.
They are. Like,
how old is Colleen? Is she like Mahalia's older sister?
I think so.
Right on. She's the child we didn't know we had.
Right, we've always thought there was a third out there lurking around, right? So lots of similarities and linkages there, hey? All right, Pauline Bly, we're pretty close to the end here of Yes Bly today. Time just flies when you're having fun, hey? Pauline, what else you got there, Bly?
Well, I was going to say that on the French album, because that's really cool. Bilingual, anybody who has more than one language is like super cool and mm-hmm. super smart in my world. Yeah. In July 2006, Colleen released Terre Nouvienne, her first full-length French CD. And in December 2009, she was named Maritime Artist of the Year at Montreal's Rendezvous de la Chanson Vivante.
Okay. Oh wow, that sounded good.
Ooh, I practiced that. I don't know if it sounded good French or not.
Okay, but I'm not the person to judge at all, but it sounded awesome. That is like wow, right?
Yeah.
Mahalia and Colleen would actually know.
Colleen and Mahalia are probably cringing, like, ooh, rolling, wow, what an Anglophone accent.
They're
but you
rolling
know.
Their eyes. It sounded like awesome to me. And you know, I was reading up a bit on Colleen. She wrote her first French song in Saint-Pierre.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and perform there. And that is like, wow. And you've been there.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
My parents had their honeymoon there and did some radio stuff there too. Wow. Back in the day.
Back in the day, before the pandemic.
That's before the internet.
That's before the internet.
Long before the hinterland of the internet. Anyway, I want to thank a few people helping with the show. Adriana, Mahalia, McIsaac, Kat, and especially a big, of course, shout out, thank you so much to Colleen Power. Thank you for being you, and wonderful music and amazing videos and just wow, you know, and can't wait for the next show where we feature more Colleen Power material. And we also, as I mentioned, we're going to have a show featuring the co-video collectives we're hoping to put together coming up soon too.
So. Yeah. Stop talking, boy, so we can get our last two songs in.
All right. We got
Busy Highway and Cauchemar.
So let's go straight into that. Thanks so much, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this week's edition of Yes Bly. Here we go now with Colleen Power, Busy Highway, here on Yes Bly.
Yes Bly.
Why don't you pull over? Why don't you pull over? Off that busy highway. Off that busy highway. Your mind is spinning round a bazillion miles a minute. You got 250,050 things in it. No, you're not at work, but you're still working. Your eyes are getting tired. Your head is really hurting. Why don't you pull over? Why don't you pull over? Off that busy highway. Off that busy highway. Life is just a short ride, so schedule some living in. Gotta do some laying low. Try and get some loving in your go, go, go. They're all take, take, take. Why don't you slow down, baby? Put on the brakes, yeah. Why don't you pull over? Why don't you pull over? Off that busy highway. Off that busy highway. We could walk along the beach, stop and sit and talk, listen to the waves, find a heart-shaped rock. We could find a little spot off the side of the road, go walking in the woods, stop and smell the wild roses. Why don't you pull over? Why don't you pull over? Off that busy highway.
don't you pull over?
Je pense à toi.